Shalom leYehudim, shalom leBnei Noach, shalom leGoyim. It's the evening of the fourth day, Kaf Aleph B'Tammuz, Parashat Matos, Taf Shin Ayin Vav, the evening of the third day, Tuesday, 26 July, 2016. Webcasting from the land of Israel, the land of the children of Israel, forever under attack by enemies, foreign and domestic. Forever under attack, I'm afraid so. It was the dream of the post-religious Zionists to put an end to anti-Semitism by restoring the Jewish people to their homeland, to habitability in the homeland, to leave the lands of their dispersion, to return to the old sod. They would no longer then be living as a foreign people inside other people's countries, as the Hebrews once lived inside the Egyptian people, and thus become a normal people, no longer clashing with Gentiles in Gentile countries, and thus the dislike of Jews would disappear. Zionists had a materialist explanation for anti-Semitism, and thus believed that by changing the objective conditions of the Jewish people, anti-Semitism would disappear. That was a century ago, and the Arabs here are already cranking up to fling excrement at Jews for the upcoming 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, which should have been called the Lloyd George Declaration. He was the Prime Minister. Without his leadership, this Christian Zionist Balfour, also a Christian Zionist, the two of them, would not have written the note that he did to Lord Rothschild on 2 November 1917. And today we read of the PLO syndicate of Arab murderers fixing to file suit against the UK, I don't know, at the UN and the ICC, for the Balfour Declaration. It's England's fault, you see, that the Zionists were allowed to steal Palestine from the Palestinians at that time. And we can expect more of this lunacy in the months ahead as the Arabs exercise their penchant for imagining a past that never was. Palestinian nationalism is nothing but that. The bogus claim that there was a nation of people who were called Palestinians who had a state called Palestine here that was stolen from them by the evil Jews. Yeah, we are always under attack from enemies, foreign and domestic, only in that arena, the domestic arena, the Jewish people, did have a victory. Yesterday, we can be happy. Last evening in Knesset, the Haredi bill meant to keep so-called Reform Jews from using ritual baths for their conversion ceremonies passed. Allowing that, of course, would be an Israeli government recognition that Reform Judaism is valid, a valid form of it, when no sober and intelligent person can agree to that statement. By their own demographers, Reform Jews are marrying out and have been at an ever-accelerating velocity since 1983, when these people declared one did not have to have a Jewish mother to be a Jew, one parent, either sex was okay. How in the name of Aristotelian reason can any person look at this statistic and declare that Reform Judaism is a valid form? The Jews have survived for thousands of years thanks to classical Jewishness, a.k.a. the Orthodox way. The word means correct opinion, and that is true. Statistically true. Only the Orthodox are bringing into the world the next generation of Jewish babies and raising them within the confines of the classical religion. History proves Orthodoxy to be the correct form, and Reform and its offshoot conservative Judaism to be incorrect. They're dying off. These are the facts. So last night it was good that the bill licensing each public ritual bath operator, operated by a local religious council, to decide who enters and for what, which in practice will shut out the Reform with their bizarre ceremony. Not that I know what that ceremony is. I do know there is not one communal mikveh, a ritual bath, in one Reform temple in the United States. On the contrary, this ritual bath, especially for women, and their monthly cycle, is sneered upon by Reform Jews as an artifact of a male chauvinist patriarchal society. Or words to that effect. But in Israel, some of these so-called Reform leaders have made a stink about having the right to use public ritual baths for their conversion ceremonies, and the Haredi MKs put their foot down. No good can come from accommodating these people because they're hostile to the proven correct lifestyle for Jews. For them, Reform means making Judaism much more Gentile in similarities to the outer Christian society. I've also thought that the government here mishandles these cranks because they misread the situation in the U.S. These so-called Reform leaders are not leaders. They're commonly successful businessmen who get involved with such as the American Jewish Committee, who represent nobody but themselves. Most of America's self-defined Reform Jews haven't got a clue as to what goes on here. It's not part of their lives. They don't care about mixed prayer at the wall. They don't care about the mikvot. It's just this handful of annoying people who are driven to give Orthodox Jews a hard time. The government has offered to allow the Jewish Agency, which is outside the government and largely funded by the diaspora, to build four mikvaot for the Reform. And then the agency would also have to fund ongoing maintenance fees. But the Reformers reject this path. They demand the government pay for the mikvaot and pay for the maintenance because they want the government to recognize Reform Judaism as equally legitimate, which no self-respecting, sober, critical thinker can do. And I emphasize a critical thinker, sober. I'm not talking about religious belief here. This is not a question of Reform belief versus Orthodox belief and clashing beliefs. It's a matter of common sense, of observation, of objective logic. So-called Reform Judaism does not share Jewish, classical Jewish belief or classical Jewish behavior. Not only are there no ritual baths in their communities, they produce no ritual circumcisers, mohalim, no master calligraphers who write our Torah scrolls, sofrei stam. In every Reform temple, there are one or more scrolls with the five books, and every one was written by an Orthodox, sofrei stam, scribe, because the Reform produce no such scribes as they produce no mohalim. Yes, they support circumcision, but in every case must hire an Orthodox Jew, an Orthodox mohel, because that's the only kind there is. And again, there's their ever-rising intermarriage rate, which is charting their disappearance. These crusaders for the Reform, for the Reform right to use a public mikvah, are just anti-Jew Jews in one form or another. This is one form. Another is the domestic enemy known as pro-Palestinian Jews in Israel, in the diaspora, in J Street and the like. That's another domestic enemy. Did you see the connections laid out between Hillary's choice for Vice President Tim Kaine and the Muslims? This guy's a soulmate of Obama in his affection for these religionists. This is the Democratic Party today, I'm afraid. One of whose leaders is Bernie Sanders, another bona fide anti-Jew Jew. He's been in the public eye since the early 1970s. When the Arabs started to take center stage with their terror atrocities, and Bernie, of course, as a communist in hippie trendy Vermont, applauded them. He's been an Israel basher for decades. This is the Democratic Party, the party of Reform Jews, the party of Barack Obama, an obvious anti-Semite whom they support. In response to the bill passed in the Knesset last night that is unfavorable to the troublemakers in Reform, Jewish Agency head Natan Sharansky expressed regret, thinking this will bother non-Orthodox Jews in America, because that's what these people tell him. Sharansky has his great merits, but I don't think he understands what Reform Judaism in America is really all about. And this is a victory for sobriety, for the faculty of human reason that sees in Reform Judaism not Judaism. And therefore, what these reformers do does not belong in a Jewish ritual bath. What is so hard to understand about that? It is a fact that what is taught in the Reform ceremony that ordains what they call rabbis, largely lesbians these days, is not Jewish belief. Every religion has a doctrine and a set of behaviors unique to it. What Reform Jews profess is simply not Jewish, but pretty much the same nonsense taught in Christian seminaries these days about the Chumash, the five books, having by many writers, not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Reform Jews have a confirmation ceremony for their teenagers. It's a Protestant custom. Orthodox Jews don't have this ceremony. Reform Jews do not remember the ninth of Av. They don't even know what it means, what it refers to. It's not Orthodox bigotry that keeps Reform Judaism at arm's length, but ordinary human observation. common sense and logic. What they believe and what they do is not Jewish.
Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla lerosh hashmurot. 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 Ahayay, ahayayay, shifri kamayim, kamayim libech. Nochach penei Hashem, ay 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 ay, shifri kamayim kamayim liber. Nochach penei Hashem, ta na 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 na. Na 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 na. Kumi roni roni balayla, roni balayla lerosh hashmurot. 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 Ahayay, ahayayay, shifri kamayim, kamayim liber. Nochach penei Hashem, ay 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 ay, shifri kamayim, kamayim liber. Nochach penei Hashem, ta na 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 na.
Yeah, the war against Jewishness is eternal, and we see its battles every day, like the information in the foregoing segment on the Battle of the Mikvaot. Another one is that Gadi Eisenkot, Chief of Staff, has placed Rabbi Yigal Levenstein in cherem, so to speak. He will be prevented from participating in IDF activities. That is because the spirit of the IDF remains that of the secular founders, for whom religion was something one respected as part of the national heritage and history, but otherwise the spirit of the IDF was the spirit of the collectivists, the left, men like Moshe Dayan and Bogi Yalon in their communes and collective villages, socialists who have transcended in their own minds what the revered Karl Marx called the opiate of the masses. And so with the Jewish religion, a man like Gadi Eisenkot identifies with the non-Jewish world that has swallowed whole like a communion way for the fantasy that there's nothing wrong with sodomites and sexually disordered people who, of course, have no control over their urges. Rabbi Levenstein, recall, was verbally lacerated by the Enlightened for using the term sotemin, which means sexual deviant. The Enlightened insists that saying this may so depress some gay person he will commit suicide and his blood will be on the rabbi's head. We're living in a time, I think, of mass public insanity in so many ways, so many walks of life, and most glaringly this is seen in the madness of defending people who, contrary to all physical evidence, are members of one sex, but claim they really are members of the other sex. There was a story today about Loyola Marymount University, a Catholic school in L.A., which recently fired and then was forced to rehire an employee who had worked in the Office of Alumni Relations for 15 years after a student claimed that she referred to another male student as a man, even though he had told her he was really gender neutral. She evidently, in this Catholic school, cited Catholic teaching, and for this opinion, the student accused her of denying transgenderism, and he got her fired. Eventually, she was rehired, but the incident is symbolic and indicative of the age and a society off the rails, in particular in matters of sexuality. Since the mid-1960s, the West has broken all barriers when it comes to sex. If it feels good, do it, was an expression that emerged in the 1960s. And this current insanity over transgenderism, half the people in the West call Bruce Jenner Caitlyn. And this is another one of the pathologies. It is, in the end, an anti-Jew state of mind because, unique in world religions, Judaism was adamantly against sex outside of holy matrimony, and with, of course, a member of the opposite sex. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis is basic, but it's not the only instance of anti-homosexual morality in the five books. In Sefer Vayikra, in the book of Leviticus, the behavior is explicitly prohibited. So it's not surprising that today's left, Jewish and non-Jewish, are so anti-Jew when it comes to the sexual licentiousness of the last half century. And it's anti-Jew to support this people's mortal enemy, the Arabs here, the Muslims. They go hand in hand, the sexual craziness and this insane support for these monsters. Parallel to the left's celebration of perversity, they celebrate Israel's mortal enemies. Like the story last week of Galei Tzal doing a feature on Mahmoud Darwish, the so-called Palestinian national poet, who in truth was a crazed hater of Zionism. But the Israeli left, that's okay, because he has his narrative that Zionism was a terrible crime against his ancient people, and everyone is entitled to his own national narrative. All of them are of equal worth. What the New York Times last week did in writing up this latest brouhaha, referring to Minister Lieberman, who called in the director of the radio station, called him on the carpet for the respectful treatment to this man that Lieberman compared to Adolf Hitler. That, of course, bothered the New York Times correspondent James Glanz. Name there sounds like another de-Judaized Jew on the Times staff. There have been legions of them. Glanz called Lieberman an ultra-nationalist, which is code for racist hater of all not belonging to his nation. In effect, a racist, which is characteristic of Israeli Jewish nationalism, isn't it? Glanz reported that Mahmoud Darwish was a revered figure among the Palestinians. But so is Yasser Arafat. So what? Darwish subscribed to the lunatic view of history that Arafat and company had sucked out of an oriental water pipe packed with killer hashish. He sang in his poems for Israel to disappear and for his people to reclaim their ancient homeland. And when there never was such a people living here and caring for this land and fighting for this land that they called Palestine, as they do today, this is inventing a history that never was. And of course, the Times coverage of this story ended with an Arab intellectual, the vice president of Bir Zeit University, which is hardly a university, Hassan Khatib, who pontificated about the Arab-Israeli conflict by saying, quote, "The basic and initial requirement for coexistence should start from each side knowing and understanding the narrative of the other," close quote. Yeah, total moral equivalence and total historic accuracy on both sides. Israel has to respect the Palestinian narrative, which of course claims proprietary national rights to Palestine that supersede any Jewish claim. Israel, this Arab intellectual says, must understand the Palestinian narrative and recognize it as valid as the Zionist narrative. And I say this is a mind as off the rails as those who think Bruce Jenner has transitioned and become a woman. There's a connection here between one kind of craziness and the other. These are also commonly the same fools who will vote for Hillary Clinton. They think she has the right stuff to be Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Armed forces, yes, sir. On a par with General Washington, with General Grant, with General Eisenhower. Madness. We live in a world of semi-reality, with half the people having one foot in it and one foot out of it. The psychiatrists call this a borderline condition.
Na 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 Hashem malach, Hashem imloch, leolam vaed. Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem imloch, leolam vaed. Vehaya Hashem lemelech, al kol haaretz, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. אוי נא 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 השם מלך השם מלך השם ימלוך לעולם ועד השם מלך השם מלך השם ימלוך לעולם ועד והיה השם למלך
למלך על כל
על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי והיה השם למלך
למלך על כל
על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי נא 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 Nai nai na na nai hoy na na nai na nai na 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 nai
na 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 nai
nai nai na 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 nai
na 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 nai
na nai na nai
na 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 na
nai nai na na nai
Hashem melech.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben Tekoa. Yes, indeed, it is a world gone mad in so many ways. Here is Mahmoud Abbas, the PLO chieftain, with nothing better to do these days than go to the UN, or I guess the ICC, to file suit against the UK for the Balfour Declaration that was a crime against his ancient Palestinian people. And never mind that this this murderous creep, was born in Tzfat in 1935, when the leader of his people, Haji Amin al-Husseini in Jerusalem, was adamant and had orchestrated massacres of Jews for his belief that there was no such country as Palestine. It was all southern Syria, he said, whose capital was Damascus. Jerusalem, in his mind, was a relic of a city, a museum of a city inside of Syria, and never the capital of a country called Palestine. And this was Haj Amin's view when Abbas was born. Today, this bum bleats against the injustice of the Balfour Declaration and claims ownership of historic Palestine. He claims that at the time of Balfour, Palestine belonged to the Palestinians, and what is so amazing is the conquest of the world by this fantasy that has become holy writ. It is madness that the world and so many Jews and Israelis pay their respects to this delusion, and it is a cousin of the madness today of Muslims murdering people and committing suicide all over the place. There's a connection. Today it was France again. A quiet, nondescript town not far from Rouen. Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray, where during morning mass in a church, two Muslims entered and slit the priest's throat. During, I presume, his performing of the ceremony, they then took two nuns hostage and two worshippers until a SWAT team showed up and killed these murderers, later identified as ISIS enthusiasts. Imagine that. This is a religion that blesses the murder of other people because they don't believe in your religion. Muslims think of their religion as the only correct one, and that's their vocabulary. All others are mistaken beliefs, forms of idolatry, and they all believe, I think, that every person knows this, but their evil spirit prevents them from admitting it in public and following through with conversion to Islam. Everybody knows, if only unconsciously, that Islam is the correct religion, and by not converting, you're just resisting the truth, and as such, as we saw in France today, believers have the right to murder you. Madness and Islam. Madness in the Jews. Now, the very existence of Jews drives some people crazy. J-Post reported yesterday that in a seminar at a German university called the University of Applied Sciences and Arts, located in the town of Hildesheim in Lower Saxony, there was one course title which was, quote, "The Social Situation of Youths in Palestine," which taught that Israel harvests organs from Palestinians. That is, they presumably kill them in order to take out and sell the organs on the black market. What this has to do with applied sciences is not made clear. In a nutshell, the local Jewish organizations are making a stink about this insanity, which we know exists in the Arab world all the time. Syrians made a film about this practice of the Jews. But it's, again, it's like the Black Death, this Islam that is spreading from the East into Europe. But of course, this is the new Germany that has thrown open its doors to Muslims from Syria and Afghanistan. Some 2,000 of them known to have molested and raped some 1,200 German Frauleins last New Year's Eve. It was insanity, was it not, for Angela Merkel to throw open the doors to this tidal wave of Muslims now flipping out in her country just about every day in Europe with these PLO-type atrocities. This whole business of Islamic terror every day somewhere in the civilized West and in Germany and France, on the one hand, makes me shudder, but on the other, in a side of my character I don't particularly like. I can't help but seeing these Muslim horrors in France. What kind of PLO horror we have known that the French have supported and still support by their ridiculous peace initiative for December, when majestic France will convene an international conference to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians, which will of course conclude that the Jews must be driven from their homes and their communities handed over to Hamas, a most popular movement in Arab Judea and Samaria. This is a world gone mad.
לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד אמת מלכנו אפס זולתו כתוב בתורתו וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד עלינו לשבח לאדון הכל לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות לא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונה ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו ככתוב בתורתו וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת נאינה 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 Na 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 בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחתנו.
Okay, that's it for this first night of the first webcast of the 3 weeks. So, of course, no normal music either at the beginning or the end. Just the a cappella genius of Yosef Karduner. I'll be back on Willing on Thursday. Until then, Lala Tov, Me'eretz Yisrael.